Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Thinking time is all well and good, Al, but in bullet chess, you might want to limit it. I've done one move, and you've lost on the timer.
But what? Why? What does time even matter to us, Bartholomew? What's it to us right now? In this afternoon, much like last afternoon, much like the afternoon before it, you're just trying to differentiate the days with this little timer you have, but it's all bled into one endless game of chess.
I mean, in a cosmological sense, I agree. And in a cosmological sense, you might call victory or defeat in a meaningless game of chess that exactly.
I guess.
Meaningless. But in the context of this kitchen, neener, I have won.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, Bartholomew, is there a god, and what happens to us when we die, if that ever happens?
There you are, Captain. Captain, my captain.
Yes, hello, Bob. How's it going?
Director Tinsley, or Robert, or...
I'm good with Bob.
Okay, I prepared some manifests, and I was
Ooh.
Just, yeah, and I was thinking maybe we should develop some new protocols.
Protocols, okay. Is there a reason you're bringing this up to me now, or?
There really hasn't been anything to do. And I thought, we're clearly lacking, like, a mission, or, so I thought I'd just sort of draft one up to run by you, of course.
Well, what do you mean there's nothing to do? I run a very tight ship here, you know?
Well, technically, it's a bunker.
It's a form of a speech, you see.
Right, how
people in office buildings, do you remember those?
No. Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start something. No, but you know, I feel that there's a lot of happening, you know, around the ship. You know, we got bullet chess in the kitchen right now. We just spent that whole morning cleaning up after, you know, Beatrix's rager.
Yeah.
So I think that. Well, here, let's have a look at the protocol. Let's see what you got here.
Okay. I thought, you know, step one would be we leave the base.
Leave the base.
Or the ship, as a term of speech.
Right. Why?
I really didn't come up with a good answer yet for that. I was just sort of thought, you know, we could like jam on it a little, you know, like a captain to director kind of.
No, you see, Bob, I have bad experiences with leaving ships.
Right, so in this case, we'd be leaving a bunker. Oh, what about to go look for your ship?
Right.
Yeah, right. I'll just write that in right now.
Okay. Perhaps we can go look for my ship.
Really? Wait, are you serious? Or is this like last time? when you, like, made me go off and get everything ready, and then you're like, ha ha ha, we're not leaving or going anywhere. It's a Tuesday.
Your face. But no, actually, this time, I think that we should go.
I'm on it. I'm gonna go get the manifest ready.
Oh, okay, great. Great, okay. We're going back to the ship.
So, I guess that I do not really know what I mean by God as a singular definition, and I guess if I can't give you that, maybe we can't continue to have this conversation.
I mean, maybe that's true, though you seem to know what God isn't. For example, when I told you that I was God of this kitchen, you didn't agree with that.
No, I find that to be very disagreeable to me. You are not the God of this kitchen, and you're not the God of this chessboard.
Well, God is often persecuted.
Are you maybe just trying to fill the time because your girlfriend ran away and never came back and didn't tell you where she was going?
That is perceptive for a 14-year-old boy.
I was gonna say, we've played like 17 games of chess in the past 3 days.
I mean, that's true. I mean, some of them were bullet chess.
Again, bullet chess is something you made up. You spent all night working on bullet chess so we could fit more games into the day.
Hey guys, sorry, just coming into the pantry. Oh, just gonna fill up this bag really quick. All this, some of that. Okay, good, good, good.
Bob? Bob? You're like the Santa of snacks. What's going on?
Can one of you, well, I guess you, Barty, can you drag that down to the exit when you have a chance?
Why?
Just captain's orders.
I'll suck it through the floor.
No!
It's gone, don't worry. It's there. It's freshly sucked straight through the floor. I'm helping, as always. Captain Delivery from upstairs.
Oh, great. Thanks, Al.
Thank you. I did a really good job, eh?
It was a great job, Al.
Wow.
So are you going somewhere?
Yeah. I'm gonna load up a small backpack with whatever's left here. Okay.
Where are you going?
Oh, well, it's not where we're going. Barty, Bartholomew, what,
How are you going?
With Captain. We have a mission.
When are you going?
Shit. I gotta go check with the Captain.
Wait,
I'll be right back.
Hang on. What? You said we have a mission.
Yeah, we do.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I know. In my HR capacities, I have to update our website regularly, as you know. And under our mission statement, I've had a big line of question marks, and then a line underneath that with more question marks. It feels like years
out
now.
The door here.
Like
yeah.
A thousands of chess games.
You update that site.
I am on it.
Okay, right back. Captain!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Bobby. Can I call you Bobby? I'm gonna call you Bobby. I think that this might just have to be a two-person mission.
Really?
I fear that Al will be exposed to too much at such a young age, and I just don't really like barbacoa that much.
Wow, I mean, I think it's a really good decision, actually. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
You didn't say anything to them, right, about any sort of mission?
No, of course not.
Yeah, okay, no. Good. Because I don't want them, you know, doing their own little rogue thing.
Yeah, no. Just top secret.
Good.
But quick question.
Yes.
When is the mission?
When?
Yeah, I just realized that, like, I got the manifest, I wrote down the mission. We didn't decide when.
Like, are you free today?
You kidding? I'm free every day.
Great, then I say that we get out of here as soon as possible.
Okay, are we okay with this small backpack of stuff? Because the big backpack, there was a small issue.
No, actually, Al just dropped me this duffel bag of food.
Huh.
So I think we're good.
That's it! That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought of that.
How did he know to do that?
Oh, I just told him, oh, it's a random package. Just send that to Captain.
Oh.
Need to know basis.
Well, good job, Bobby.
thanks, Cap. Can I call you Cap?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Hey, Bob, just,
Oh, turn that off. Oh, it's faulty. I don't know what's going on with that thing. Just, you know, I'm just gonna drop this on the ground. I'm gonna step on it. You know what? Hmm? This is a secret mission. I don't think anyone needs to know where we're going. Right, Captain?
That's what I like to hear. All right, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are we walking?
Robert Tinsley is unavailable at this moment. Please leave a message. And if you would like to hear a joke after your message, press 2.
Yeah, so I tried to call, but it, I don't know, your communicator must be dead or something, even though they're, you know, they've got a lithium battery, lasts forever, but, you know, whatever, maybe that still happens. Anyway, I realized there were a couple of questions that I missed for the mission statement of the 5 W's, so if you could cover what is the mission and how is the mission, I would appreciate that. So just when you're ready, anytime. Thanks, Kate. Love you. Bye.
No one ever wants to hear a joke.
Okay, sorry. That's done. Back to chess.
Yeah? Oh, okay. I was gonna ask, what's a website?
Hi, Captain. Are you sure you don't want to carry some of these items?
Oh, no, I'm good. You know, I have, like, this... I think I slept on my neck weird last night.
Oh,
so I think I should really just focus on just, like, keeping myself up.
Okay, I can work on that at some point if you want. You know,
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think I actually might have something for it on the ship.
Oh.
Which would really, Yeah, so I think I'll just wait till then.
Right. Makes total sense. I'm just gonna try this one. Okay, we're coming up on the hatch. I am so excited, Captain. We are gonna be like the first explorers heading out into the unknown to find ship.
It's gonna be something, Bobby.
Okay. You want me to open the door?
Did you expect me to open the door?
Oh, no, of course not. I'll just go,
Yeah, that's a you thing. Maybe today, Bob, if you could. Yeah.
Do you mind maybe using your communicator to ask Al to open the door?
Okay. Hey, Al.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Captain?
I'm so sorry to bother you, but could you please open the hatch door?
Okay. I'll give it a go. I kind of slept on my back weird, so, like, that really hurts.
Oh, my God, I had the same thing.
Yeah, it was my first time trying sleeping, so it was rough, I'm gonna say. Didn't love it, but...
Maybe just, like, a little, like, a creak open?
Yeah, okay, I can get open, like, an inch, and then someone will have to probably, like, force it, like, their body through it, I guess.
I also been carrying this big bag, starting to feel a little cinched.
I don't even have a body.
Oh.
That's really insensitive, Bobby.
I can't carry things.
Okay, so, yeah, sorry, you're right. Okay, I'm just gonna try and open this door. Okay, I got it. Don't worry, catch. That hurt. Oh, wait, the door's opening. Oh, look at that. It's like I did it myself.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Beatrice?
It's Beatrix.
Oh, right.
Happy belated.
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
What? No, don't, don't!
It's
no.
Gone, don't worry. It's there. It's freshly sucked straight through the floor. I'm helping, as always.
I'm helping.
Except through the floor.
Okay, you gotta do I'm helping as always again.
I'm helping, as always.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity.
An actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar, the cataclysmically reckless, from the former Arajanon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.